Right, welcome back. It's the Avid Investor Podcast with me, your host, Josh Adamek. And today we're on episode 54, I think it is. And today I'm going to talk about investing in your health and why it's so important for your business, why I feel it's so important for your business. So let me start off by saying I'm not a fitness coach. I'm not a personal trainer. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not any of that. I didn't study any of this stuff. But what I can say is I've spent the better part of the last, 10 or 12 years, maybe longer, trying to improve, actually probably longer than that, trying to improve my physical health and well-being. And I've gone down several different paths, several different diets, and tried many, many different things. And I just wanted to share my thoughts on, you know, where I stand with everything. There's a lot of stuff that goes around and a lot of different ideas and thoughts that you should do this diet, you should do that, you should follow this workout plan. But I just wanted to share a high level overview of where I'm at and why I feel it's important for your business. So first off, let's just start with, you know, our two greatest assets we have in life are health and time. And if you invest in one, you'll get more of the other. That's the bottom line. So like, you know, when it comes to business, if we invest in our health, we're going to get more time and we're going to get more quality time to spend on our business. So, you know, when it comes to healthcare and, you know, not healthcare, but, caring for yourself, and living a healthy lifestyle. There's like five or six key points that I have that I want to go over here. So number one is diet. Like you got to have your diet on point. And, you know, when I say that, I mean, you know, there's the old saying like abs are made in the kitchen. So, you know, you got to have a proper diet. And when I say a proper diet, I'm not saying like, you know, I'm definitely not one of those guys that, you know, counts every macro and micro and calorie that goes into my body. And up until a couple of weeks ago, I didn't even know what the difference was between a macro and a micro. My man Doug over at Longevity schooled me on that. So anyways, you know, I don't count any of that. I don't, you know, I don't count calories. I don't watch, you know, I don't do the whole macro thing, you know, watching every little last bit that goes into my body. But what I can tell you is that I lean, if there's, you know, a good diet here in the middle, crappy on one side, better on the other side, I lean towards a healthier diet, more oftentimes than not. And it's like the 80-20 rule, that you hear about often. It's like, let's have a minimum of 80% of your meals be clean, quality meals. And you can still have your cheat, your crap, whatever. That's my opinion. You know, some people don't agree with that. Some people, you know, have a different approach, but you know, me personally, I'm not trying to prepare for any competitions. I'm not trying to make weight for anything. I'm not doing any races anytime soon. I don't need to be in like peak physical condition. What I'm trying to do is live a healthy lifestyle, buy more quality time for myself, which gives more quality time with my family and more quality time in my business. So when I say like, you know, I watch my diet, I watch what I eat. But like, I'm like, oh, I already had, you know, 1800 calories today. I can't eat that. You know, no, if I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. But so it's the 80-20 principle when it comes to diet. If you lean more towards the healthy side on your diet, high protein, low fats, low carbs, that's it. If you can't figure that out, get somebody to do meal prep for you. I've been using Longevity, my man Doug here, right in Pittsburgh, Longevity. You can check it out. They're on social media, whatever. I'm actually going to want to have Doug as a guest on the podcast here soon coming up, because like he blew my mind when he was talking to me about like the details of, you know, the diet and, you know, the ins and outs, all the stuff that I didn't understand up until, you know, a couple of weeks ago. But if you do a meal prep, 80-20, keep most of your meals clean, the majority of what you eat clean, you'll be better than most people out there. And you know, it's why I say number one is diet is because when you get to the gym, like when I get to the exercise, the point that I want to cover, like I go to the gym and I'm there 5 days a week. And then, you know, the other 2 days I'll do something quick at home, get on the treadmill or whatever. But I'm at the gym 5 days a week, and there are the same people there more oftentimes than not. Some people put in, you know, a lot of those guys like are there after I leave. I get in and out. I get in there when they open. I'm out within an hour, hour and 20 minutes tops, because I want to get home and sit with my wife and talk with my wife before the kids get up, then get the kids up, get them off to school. So I'm in and out. I get my workout done. And I can tell you that there's people at the gym that are there just as often as me and might even put in more time than me, that are walking around with bellies on them, that are like, seem like they're overweight. They're not in good physical condition. And why is that? It's my guess would be like, if you're at the gym, you're putting in just as much time as me or more time than me, and you got a belly on you and I don't, like the only other thing comes down to is diet. Now, what I can also tell you, I notice is those are the same guys that might be coming to the gym in their shirts that are like Margaritaville, Modelo, you know, Jack Daniels. And so that's something else that we're going to talk about. We'll get to that. But diet is number one. Just focus on your diet. Like if you do nothing other than, if you don't have a healthy lifestyle now, if you do nothing other than modify your diet and get on like an 80-20, maybe do some intermittent fasting and cut out the crap, cut out the sugar, cut out the carbs, the junk carbs, just high protein, low fat, low carbs, cut out the sugar. I mean, you'll drop pounds and throw some light exercise in there. Go for some walks, do something basic. So diet is number one. We've covered that. All right. I beat that one down pretty good. So next up is sleep. Like you got to have quality sleep. Sleep is very, very important. And I don't count my calories. I already told you that. But what I do is I monitor my sleep with a Fitbit, or, you know, you can use Apple Watch. You can use one of those Aura rings. Those are getting pretty popular. But quality sleep is very, very important. And the amount of sleep you need, everybody's different. Me, I'm good on like six and a half hours. If I can get over seven, it's amazing. I can't tell you the last time I've had 8 hours of sleep. So I don't know if I'd be better on that or not. But 6, 7, 8 hours consistent, you know, your body needs consistency. So it's going to bed at around the same time, waking up around the same time. You know, me, I covered this before, but I'm up, you know, 3 a.m., give or take, most days. I'm in bed by 8:30 most days, asleep by, you know, 8:30. If I see 9 o'clock, it's a late night. But guess what? Do that 7 days a week. Just because it's Friday, it's Saturday, it's Sunday, it doesn't mean I'm going to stay up till 10, 12, 1 in the morning, whatever. I'm in bed same time. I'm up at the same time. It's routine. Like your body, your mind doesn't know that it's Friday night and you need to stay up later. It's Saturday. You need to sleep in. Just stick with the same routine. Again, that's my opinion. It's what works for me. So diet is important. Sleep is important. Exercise is very, very important. But not quite as important as the diet. Like if you got the exercise, but you don't get the diet, not saying it's a waste of time, but you're not going to get the results. So just with exercise, whatever you do, just be consistent. You know, me personally, I go to the gym, I do weights, I do cardio 4 days a week. I swim. I've started swimming. I love it. Well, it sucks. It absolutely sucks. But it sucks for me. And I know that, you know, that's why I love it, because it's hard. I'm not good at it. But every time I get in that pool and I do 400 meters and another 20, you know, another 25 the next week, another 25, another 50 the next week, another 50. And I keep stacking, laps on the pool. And I'm increasing my laps, and you know, I can tell I'm going a little bit faster because I spend about the same amount of time, but I'm able to get more laps in that same, you know, 25 or 30 minutes or whatever I spend in the pool. So that's why, you know, I've started doing it. Swimming, you know, like I said, it sucks for me. There's people get in the pool and they're down and back. And, you know, they're putting in, talked to a buddy of mine. He said, you know, he swims on Monday nights and, he does between 2,000 and 3,000 meters, when he swims. And here I am, I'm in the pool, you know, barely hitting, you know, 400 or 500 meters. And, I'm pretty well smoked at the end. So what's that say? It says I need to keep doing it so that I can get better at it. So exercise consistent. It's good to, you know, switch up your workout a little bit, but whatever you're into, as long as you're consistent, like not everybody's into going to the gym and lifting weights and lifting heavy weights and doing all that, but you know, yoga, some cardio, some swimming, the classes, you know, I never got into any of that, but the spin classes, the bar classes, whatever, anything that you do, that gets you, you know, a solid 45 minutes to an hour of movement, per day is good. In my opinion, if you can do that, you know, 3 days a week, bare minimum, 5 days a week is better. 6-7 days a week, you'll see massive, massive improvements, in your health. If you can get your diet in check, if you can get your consistent on your workouts, you'll be good. My opinion, of course. So, we got the diet, we covered the diet, we covered the sleep, we covered the exercise. Next up is, you know, on my checklist here is, supplements. You know, it's supplements are very important, especially, you know, as we age. You know, the best way, in my opinion, to go about, figuring out what supplements you need is to run some tests, have a doctor, alternative medicine doctor, not your PCP, in my opinion, because they just want to dish out prescriptions. So go see a doctor, whether that be, I'm just going to throw it out there. If you're in Pittsburgh, you better go see Dr. Burnett at Regeneration Pittsburgh. He is the man. He takes care of me. He's hooked me up. He's fixed me so many times. I can't even begin to tell you. I'd burn up an hour plus telling you just how many times, you know, Dr. B and the team up there at Regen has come through and just taken, you know, amazing care of me. So, you know, if you found someone like Dr. Burnett up at Regeneration Pittsburgh, you want to get your health in check, just go get some basic blood work done. Do an allergy test. An allergy test is huge. You know, when I first started going to Dr. Burnett, I had an allergy test done, found out top of the list was coffee. I'm allergic to coffee. Yes. Who the hell is allergic to coffee? Guess what? I am. Guess what I also drank every day? Coffee. Yes. So found out I was allergic to coffee. Cut that out of my diet. Guess what? I stopped having headaches almost every single day of my life. Because what had happened is I didn't even realize this. I would get up in the morning. I'd drink a cup of coffee or two. You know, wake up. I'd go to the gym. I'd have a headache. I'd start, you know, drinking water, chugging water, trying to get rid of the headache. That would start to go away. And, you know, I drink another cup of coffee to wake up, to get going. So I was constantly chasing that cycle. Little did I know I had an allergy. So I cut that out. Game changer, complete game changer. So if you do like an allergy test, you know, you could get your blood work done, do some biomarkers, basic blood panels will tell, you know, doctors, Dr. Burnett or whoever else, you know, some basic levels, you know, of where you're at. And, you know, if you have any deficiencies, they could supplement for that. So you'd be amazed at how well you feel. Like if you think you're here, or wherever you are, wherever your baseline is, wherever your quote unquote normal is, where, you know, I thought my normal was several years ago before I started doing all of this stuff. You know, you think you feel good, but then you actually, you, you, take some corrective actions and do some blood work, get some supplements, find out you have some deficiencies, find out you have some allergies, make some modifications in your diet, in your exercise program, in your supplements, and you'd be amazed at what your new normal becomes. I always talk about, I go to bed early. I wake up early. My alarm's set for 3:15 in the morning. I'm up before that almost every day, 2:30, 2:45, 3 o'clock. I'm up, ready to go. And when I'm up, it doesn't take me any time. Like when I'm up, I'm up. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to start my day. I'm ready to do my thing. So, I feel amazing more oftentimes than not, thanks to the team up at Regeneration for getting my levels straight and supplementing for deficiencies. So that's a big thing. We got diet, we got sleep, we got exercise, we got supplements. Next up is preventative care. So preventative care is very important when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle. And when I say preventative care, like there's a lot of things that you can do that are just free, that don't cost anything. You can do breath work. Box breathing is very common. I do that almost every day. If you don't know what that is, just look it up. Google box breathing. There's different apps. There's different people that have different programs for box breathing. But it's very important to get your breath work in. One of the sayings that goes along with that is the presence of oxygen is the absence of disease. So you get your breathing right. I mean, that helps. That helps very, very calm your mind, clear your mind, and can, be a preventative as well. So breath work is important, stretching. I've never got into the yoga thing, but a lot of people do yoga, hot yoga, the sauna. Well, the sauna's not, we're going through for the free stuff right now. So the breath work and the stretching, all free. You do that every day, you'll see drastic improvements. Grounding is important. You got to connect yourself to the earth, and I'm not one of these like, way out in left field, like, what do you call it? Witchcraft or magic or whatever. But I mean, it's all basic stuff that if you follow these things, there's science, proven science that it improves your health. So grounding, what is grounding? Walk around in bare feet on the ground, in the dirt, in the grass, connect your body to the earth. Look it up if you don't believe me. I mean, there's a lot of science behind grounding. Sunlight is huge. Morning sun, if you can get morning sun every day, wake up, go outside, do your grounding, do your morning sun, do your breath work. I mean, if you have the opportunity to do that, unfortunately, myself and many others listening to this live in Pittsburgh, where we have on average 85 blue sky days per year, and we have very little sun, comparatively speaking, to many other parts of the country in the world. So if you can get the morning sun, if you can get any sun, by all means, do it. It's good. If not, we can supplement with vitamin D, which isn't as good. We can do some red light therapies, which isn't free, but it's an option. So other things, that I would recommend as far as preventative care, IV drips, ozone treatments, IV ozone, prescription therapies, different types of prescription therapies. A lot of this stuff can be found at many different preventative type medicine facilities and doctors. So there's Restore, which is a franchise. They're all over the place. There's mobile IV drips. There's of course, Regeneration, which, is my go-to, Dr. Burnett and Regen Pittsburgh. So, couple times a year, four times a year, I think once a quarter, I'll do IV ozone, which basically they, I won't get into it, but we do IV ozone and, NAD therapy, which is an amazing, amazing treatment that gives very interesting, almost immediate results there. So, got the IV ozone, the NAD drips, get your vitamin drips, you get, all kind of stuff. There's a whole menu of drips to pick from. So, those are great, you know, great source, the IV ozone drips, the prescription therapies. There's a whole menu of stuff that you can do, that recommendations that can be made. I'm not going to make any recommendations, on this podcast. That's not what I'm here for, but I just wanted to share some things that I do. So one quick story I want to tell you about Regeneration Pittsburgh. So this time last year, maybe it was last summer, there were several months straight where I had headaches every single day. And no, I wasn't drinking coffee. I was having bad headaches, and it was like causing like blurry vision, and I was seeing, you know, floaters, and it was getting worse and worse and worse. And it was coming like every, you know, almost every day. And I couldn't figure out what was going on there. So I'm trying, I go up to Regen, I get an IV ozone, I get NAD, I get a heavy dose of IV ozone, I get NAD, and it was good. It was gone. I'm like, finally, it's gone. So I wasn't getting the blurry vision or the floaters or anything for about 3 days, and then it came right back. I'm like, crap, it's back. So I call up Dr. Burnett, and I'm like, or I text him, call him, text him, whatever. I'm like, hey, man, can you help me? Can you please help me? Here's what's going on. I said, I've already done the NAD. I've done the IV ozone. It worked for a couple of days, but that's it. And of course, he tells me, he says, you know, go see your PCP. He says, come in and see me and go see your PCP. So I very rarely go to a PCP. So I go to the PCP. And I tell her what's going on. And she says, you know, you're getting migraines. She says, I'm going to give you this prescription. Whenever you get those symptoms, just take one of these pills and it'll go away. And I asked her, I said, so what's the problem? She said, well, what do you mean? And I said, what's causing it? She said, well, you're getting migraines. I said, yeah, what's causing the migraines? She said, she didn't have an answer for me. And I said, so I'm 43 years old and you want me to carry a prescription bottle around for the rest of my life, or as long as I'm having these symptoms. And whenever I get these symptoms, I take a prescription. She said, yes. I said, no, thank you. I said, I don't want the prescription. I said, if you can't help me, I'll figure out what's going on here myself. And she didn't like that answer. You know, but I'm not a big fan of, you know, big pharma, we'll just say. So I don't follow, you know, that system or those beliefs. Don't get me wrong, there's a need for it from time to time, but for a dude that's 40 some years old in reasonably good health, there's no need for him to be on a prescription. That guy would be me, right? So that's my belief. So I call up Dr. B, text him. I said, hey man, can you help me? I said, they want to put me on a prescription. So he asked me a couple of questions. He says, you know, what's going on? I said, my neck, my shoulders, you know, really tight. I said, my spine feels like there's a 50 or 100 pound weight on my head compressing my spine. And he says, come see me. He says, we'll take care of it. I said, oh, thank goodness. So I go up and he puts me on the table. He does my back, my neck. He says, your back and your shoulders are so tight that it's causing a pain up the back of your head and causing a migraine. So I'm like, okay, cool. Can you fix it? He says, yeah, absolutely. So he puts me on the table. He does acupuncture, dry needling, and trigger point injections. And now keep in mind, I've had this headache for months now, months. It's had to be 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 months at this point. And it was almost every day. And he puts me on the table, does the trigger points, the dry needling, the trigger point injections, and almost immediately I was good. I ended up going back, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 more times, because that's what he wanted me to do, just to really loosen everything up. So within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that, I was good. I didn't have a headache for months after that, long time after that. Every once in a while, I'll get tight again. I'll go up. I actually just went last week, and I'm going to go again this week. Started getting tight again, probably because I don't stretch enough. I know I need to stretch more. So started getting tight again. So I'm going to go have them loosen me up. And it's just amazing when you actually when you find out what the problem is, what the source of the problem is, and you correct that, guess what? The 43-year-old dude doesn't need to carry a pill bottle around for the rest of his life. We fixed it. So thank you, Dr. B. Thank you, Dr. Burnett. And thank you, Regeneration. So that's a little bit on preventative care. number six, I had 5 key points, but I want to throw one more in there. One thing that's a very touchy subject for a lot of people is alcohol and even drug use. I don't do either. I don't drink. Don't do drugs. And when I say I don't drink, I'm not one of those guys that I haven't had a drink in 836 days. I'm not one of those guys. I choose not to drink. Because it's not good for me. It's not good for my family. None of that. My wife and I, every once in a while, a couple of times a year, maybe 2-3 times a year, we'll go out to dinner and we'll have some wine, or we'll have some drinks, or, you know, something like that. But that's it. Like, it's not every Friday night and Saturday night. It's not, you know, every date night. It's, you know, hey, let's go, whatever. Maybe 2-3 times a year. That's it. And as time goes on, it's getting less and less. I used to say once a month, and then it became once a quarter. Now it's just naturally phasing itself out. My bottom line is, like, alcohol is a poison. Like, most people don't realize it's a poison. Like, you're putting a poison in your body. So, Many people that, you know, want to be on a health kick, that want to live a better lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, like, cut out the alcohol. That's it. Like, cut way down or cut it out, and it'll change your life. And not to mention the fact that, like, that if you are a heavy drinker and or a drug user, when I've seen it time and time again, when, like, you get that all out of your system, the mental clarity is that you gain from that is just amazing. So, that's my thoughts on that. I'm not telling, you better never touch a drink. Like, if you want to do it, I don't care. Doesn't affect me, you know? But my take is that, like, I just don't do it. and the older we get, the less and less we do it. But it's, you know, it's poison, my opinion. It's a bad influence, like, on my kids. Like, I don't want my kids to see me walking around with a beer in my hand, or, you know, a case of beer in the fridge every Friday night, an empty, you know, recycling can full of, you know, I don't like that. And, like, I've got the comment so many times before, especially when my kids were little, and, I get the comment, it's like, you know, from older friends with, you know, older kids, and mostly they would say, I don't know how you have kids and you don't drink. And, like, my response to that is, dude, I don't know how you have kids and drink. I just, like, you know, my kids are up all, like, every weekend we're up, like, Arthur, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, he's ready to go. Now, fortunately, I'm already up and I've been at it, so makes no difference to me. But if, you know, I was in a different spot and I was, like, you know, going out on a bender on a Friday night and he wants to wake up at 5, like, how do you deal with that? I don't know how people deal with that or do that. It's just my opinion. But who knows? My opinion. Take it for what it's worth. So that's it. Diet, sleep, exercise. We talked about supplements. We talked about preventative care. We talked about alcohol. That's it. That's, like, that's the key points that I wanted to cover when it comes to investing in your health. That's what I watch out for. And, you know, I do it for my family, you know, working out and going to the gym and taking care of yourself, you know, spend a little extra money on a proper diet or spend a little extra money on, you know, gym memberships or supplements or, preventative care. That's not selfish. That's selfless. Cause again, go back to the beginning where, you know, our two greatest assets that we have are health and time. And if you invest in one, you're going to get more of the other. Like you time, like that's all we have. So, you know, when I started, I know I mentioned this a couple of times already, but when I started going to Dr. Burnett, Regeneration Pittsburgh, it's been years now. I can't even tell you when I started, but, when I first sat down with him in my consultation and, you know, he's going through my blood work and my panels and all that stuff. And he tells me, he says, look, man, he says, my goal isn't for you to live to be 80 years old. My goal is for you to feel like you feel today when you're 80 years old. And like the more time I spend, you know, going there and following systems and taking care of myself, the more I can see that. And, you know, like I said, my personal goals aren't to run, you know, aren't to be in competitions. Like, unfortunately, jujitsu is no longer, you know, a thing for me with a bad neck. As much as I love combat sports and competing, I just can't do it anymore. I got a bulge disc in my neck that I re-injured three times when I tried to go back on the mat three times. And third time, my kids were like 6 months old and I couldn't even hold them both at the same time. So, cause I had, it was down, bulge disc, the pinching nerves down my arm. And, you know, I couldn't even hold this pen here, let alone a baby, with my arm. So at that time, after the third re-injury, re-aggravation, I reminded myself how much money I made, in combat sports and what my future looked like in that. And it was a pretty easy decision to not get on the mats anymore, and try to compete. Still did a little bit of light boxing and a little bit of, you know, rolling around here and there, but nothing high level whatsoever. Not that I ever was real high level, in that scene. But nonetheless, you know, that's that, but yeah, like I said, when it comes to all of this, like my personal goal is not to compete, not to, you know, be the best of the best of the best. My goal is to buy myself more time, for myself, for my family, for my business. Now my kids are almost eight years old, and we're talking about doing like these little triathlon races and mud runs and, you know, different things. And that's what they're kind of into. And we're going to give it a shot this summer. So like, you know, now they're 8 years old, but my goal is that when they're, you know, 15, 16, 20, 25 years old, that, you know, we're still doing that kind of stuff together, that, you know, they want to do a mud run. Come on, let's go, Dad. Let's go do a mud run. That's what I want to do. I want to have more quality time, and not be sitting on the sidelines. So when it comes to health and fitness, that's my goals, to do as much stuff with my kids for as long as I can. And as long as they will continue to do stuff with me. You know, so that's that. So doing it for your family, is key. And then when it comes to business, like I talked about, like health and why it's important for your business. So again, time, invest in your health, and it'll buy you more time. It'll buy you more quality time. Why it's, you know, when it comes to business and health, you know, there's a number of things. I talked about, you know, the drugs and the alcohol, and my opinions on that and the mental clarity. And, you know, when it comes to all of this, when it comes to diet, exercise, the breath work, the creating the improving your baseline and creating mental clarity. When your mind is clear and you feel good, you're awake, you're wide awake, you're ready for the day, you can be that much more productive in your business, and you can accomplish that much more than, you know, if you go out on a bender the night before and it takes you till noon, you know, 10 o'clock or noon to get your mind right and figure out, you know, where you're at and getting your day started. I know that's a little aggressive, but you get the point I'm trying to make. A clear mind and a clear vision is what you need, in my opinion, to improve and grow your business. And the other thing too, like, you know, when it comes to health and you know, physique and physical condition in business, it makes a good first impression. You know, it's, you know, when you're meeting with somebody and you're going to do business and like look good, feel good, do good. Right. So, your mind's clear. You make a good first impression on the people that you're meeting with, and, you know, you feel good, you do good. Clear mind, you know, free of whatever, it just helps with your business, in my opinion. And I've been in a different state of mind in my business, because I've been at this for 20 plus years. And, you know, pre-kids, I wasn't as heavy into the gym. I wasn't as clear with my diet, my exercise. And they're like, you know, my wife and I, we would go out for dinner and a couple of drinks, you know, more often pre-kids. So like all of that, you know, the diet, you know, maybe not on point as well as it is today. The exercise, maybe not as consistent as it is today. You know, preventative care. I didn't start, you know, the allergy tests that I talked about, like, I wasn't doing any of that, you know, if you go back 15, 20 years ago. And I can tell you that my mind is right where it needs to be. My mind is clear, and I am able to be more productive during the day and more consistent with myself and my business. And that's why I feel like it's key. Like, the two go hand in hand, health and business. Like, you gotta, if you want to really grow your business, don't get me wrong, like, I'm probably going to get slaughtered for this. Like, there are people that don't live a healthy lifestyle that have very successful businesses. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to have a healthy lifestyle in order to succeed. What I'm saying is that a healthy lifestyle, wherever your baseline is now, a healthy lifestyle will help you magnify and multiply where you're at. Right. So, that's the point that I wanted to make. So again, can't say this enough. We got two greatest assets are our health and time. And if we invest in one, we buy ourselves more of the other. So that's it. That's what I wanted to cover today. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this was time well spent. A couple of guests that I want to try to get on the podcast for you that can dive into this a little bit more in much more detail. I already have a commitment from Doug over at Longevity. I would also love to get Dr. B on here for you guys at some point. So tune in. Again, thank you so much. Just, you know, stay tuned. I'll let you know when that's going to happen. But thank you so much for listening. Again, like, I'm not asking for anything here other than, you know, if you find value in the message I delivered today, please share it with somebody that that can benefit from, you know, what I'm talking about here. And again, if you got any questions, anything you want me to cover, dive in more detail, shoot me a message, send me a DM, comment, just hit me up. Anything you want me to cover on a future episode, let me know. I'll do my best. So thank you so much. Have a great day.